things moving pretty good. Shocker.
Time to ask, not a bad idea which way you're headed, north or south. That's a rough stretch up there. I hope the traffic doesn't get bad on you. That's one of the worst sections of 85 around anywhere. It just hadn't improved at all in the last 5 or 6 years. It's got worse, if anything.
Hit it at the right time, and I think I've got things figured out, I guess. Between 6 and 9, you just forget it. It's just a big parking lot.
You drive in either direction, either to Atlanta or to Charlotte, depending on time of day. I hate it facing the sun. I always tried to time my going comings and goings with the sun. I hated facing that sun in either direction. It was awful.
How are you feeling?
Well, I think I'm a little better. I got to go back to the doctor on the 24th. We're going to see what needs to be done, but I'm still having issues, but it's something I can deal with right now. Can't do a whole lot of traveling, but I'm not uncomfortable now anyway. I think I started having to do everything myself. I had that catheter in, and I'm doing self-catheterization now, so it's not that big a deal. It's a little easier than I thought it would be, but it's still not pleasant, but having one sitting in there all the time like that, that's terribly uncomfortable. But I seem to be a little bit better, but like I said, I gotta go back and see him on the 24th, and we'll see what else needs to be done. Probably have to be some type of surgical thing, but maybe it won't be anything too invasive.
Alright, well, that's good to hear. I mean, me and Al was talking about you the other night. Well, I might shoot him email or something, but I'll catch him on the radio and make sure things are good. So, you know, that's good to hear. Did you have good holidays or best you could?
Did. We normally go to Greenville for Christmas Day, but they came here for Christmas Day, and we didn't go anywhere we had a family get-together on New Year's Day in Duluth, but we didn't go. Everybody else in the family went except us, and we really don't like traveling on New Year's Day in that traffic anyway, so we decided it was, under the circumstances, probably better for us to stay at home. Probably could have gone, like I said, you don't know about that traffic. It can be a parking lot there, and all the people driving back and leaving after that, especially if they had a ball game, had a championship game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that ended at midnight, so had a lot of traffic coming back, so we decided it'd be better for us to stay here that time. We had a normal collards, black eyes, peas, and had a little pork loin roast and some cornbread, and so we had what we wanted anyway.
It's KO4NUE. You gotta have your cash and your coins and nickels. So we had one too, small one. But the idea was to plant some collards this year to, you know, cover down on New Year's. But the aphids kind of wiped me out in the spring. There's a few of them out there, but boy, they sure are sickly looking. That just, you know, kind of drop my head every time I look out the window at them. I quite figured out what happened.
Well, my neighbor across the street usually has some collards. He's got a little fenced in garden over there. It's not very big beside his house. He got a fenced in to keep the deer out of it, but he got him chickens. Dad, he got him a rooster too. I think that rooster's not the most popular thing in the neighborhood right now since we're in a subdivision, but anyway, he's got him out there, turns him loose in his garden out there and where his garden was. And he had some watermelons this past year, but the guy, I think he had a mild stroke of some type or another because he wasn't getting around very well now. He looks like he's kind of back to normal now. I hadn't talked to him because I hadn't been outside that much. But he has grapes out there and has blueberries and, you know, has he does nice looking. Can't remember the don't remember the watermelon now, which one it was, but it's real dark green one. He gave us two. One of them must weigh 30 pounds, I guess, but it sure was good. It was just as sweet as they could be this year. But he usually plants collards, you know, but I didn't see anything, so I guess he didn't feel like doing it this year. KO4NUE and 4DJC.
I'm trying to figure out how the rooster fits in. And I'm assuming that everybody's not happy because he might be a little bit noisy.
John, the guy, he's a Navy veteran, Vietnam veteran, and every time he talks, that rooster starts crowing all times of night with these heavily insulated windows, triple pane windows, so we can hear him, you know, in the mornings if he crows. And he said he's got trail cams in the backyard, and he does that. He used to feed, you know, he had a feeder back there. He used to do some bow hunting back there, back behind the house. He's got a space between him and the road next to us. So we got, I mean, it was about six or seven deer out in the yard here the other day. And it was pretty decent. Was a pretty decent buck out here. He was about a 10 or 11 pointer, but I don't think he ever got him. But he used to hunt in his backyard over there. But he got coyotes and raccoons and skunks and all kinds of stuff. And he said a weasel must have got one of his chickens. He probably got five or six out there. And I thought they were in like a chicken coop thing back then. And I said, that guy looks like, I think he had them running wild in the backyard for a while, just letting them run around. He must have got them all scooped up. But that old rooster, he'll ran back all times a day and crow.
It's funny, Jerry. he's a Vietnam vet. He don't care. He don't care how much noise that thing makes. He probably grins every time it crows.
We don't eat much eggs anyway, but he has been giving the eggs away to his ex-door neighbor over there. He's a good guy, and he's from New York, and he loves it down here. He used to do a lot of fishing. He had a place somewhere down around Lake Okeechobee, somewhere down in Florida. He was at a senior community down there, and he used to go down and fish for crappie during the spring, and then he'd bring back. He had a fish fry over here one time. I think he brought a couple hundred back.
That's a lot of fish, but at any rate, I think that's kind of neat. I'm sure there's a name for the rooster. Has he named it?
It was, but he does have a name for it. I don't know where he calls it, Steve or what. He's got like a human name for it. He doesn't call it, you know, cocky or anything like that. He said every time the rooster hears, if he don't acknowledge the rooster will crow until he talks to him sometimes. But he hears him out there and can't see him, and he'll crow. It's the craziest thing you ever seen in your life.
That's a good way to find him, I guess. But I guess he's, we used to have a bunch of chickens, and we got a bunch of hens down there now for the eggs. And they'd all start raising cane just before sunrise. And but you know, we live way out here. We don't have no issues with other people, you know. But I'd love to be on the fly on the wall inside the neighbor's house when he turns all that noise loose. I bet that's I'd love to see that.
Now he's I hope he's doing better. I hadn't talked to him, but the neighbor said he'd had might have had two mile strokes, but he was having a terrible time getting around there. And he's probably in his mid-70s, he may be late 70s, but he's still been cutting his grass out there. Was riding more, so he must be doing pretty decent. But he works out there a lot, and he's all the time thinking he's all the time thinking he's gonna die. So he said, I don't think I'm gonna make it this time. He's had COVID twice, I think, but he's still motoring on just like always, as far as I can tell. But they finally built a house next door to us after we've been here almost 30 years. Somebody bought the lot and finally cleared it off. Had big old 100-foot tall trees on it, and they cleared it off and built a house there. He had his he's got his little flags out there to keep somebody from getting in his yard, and the trucks coming in there couldn't get by those flags, you know, if somebody couldn't get over there. And the county guy came over there and told him he'd move them, and he got I think he bribed him with a watermelon, and he told me, he said I could put them back up after everything got done. Man, he's a trip. He's fun to talk to. And he's one of the guys, if anybody out anywhere, he ain't never met a stranger.
For NUE and for DJC, well, you're right, he's got it figured out, you know. Let's see, so he's got a rooster that makes a lot of noise, so he bribes the neighbors with the eggs. That's a good compromise. And then they bribe the county man with a watermelon. Hey, he's got to have a crown of wisdom, but he knows how it works.
He knows a mobster somewhere. He knows how they operate. But he's like I said, he used to have a place up in Adirondacks in New York, and he had a place up there and had this place here and had the place in Florida. And he sold him one up in New York, because I think his sons, he had a couple of sons, and they moved down to this area, and he finally sold the one in Florida because he didn't want to travel down there that much. But they had that place in Florida. It was like a, kind of like a little modular type, you know, trailer type situation down there. It wasn't anything fancy, but it was good. He'd go down there during from January till about March or April, and about all they did was fish down there and visit the folks they knew down there. And he'd had that place for a good number of years. He had those two places for years, and he decided he wanted to move to South Carolina. He said he absolutely loves it. He said he would never go back to New York again. But he's an immigrant that fit in just right. He fit right in with this group here. But he's absolutely terrible. He saw my grandson out playing outside one afternoon, and he came across the street over here, and he gave him a silver dollar, a real silver dollar, you know, 1 ounce silver dollar. And my grandson did. Of course, he knew what it was. He probably said, look what Mr. Don gave me. I said, Don, you didn't need to do this. And he came back outside. My granddaughter went outside and gave her one too. I said, he just is like, he's as good as gold. But he is a character, though.
I'm glad, you know, good neighbors help make a home, I guess. You know, we got one neighbor out here that borders the property. He's the cantankerous thing you've ever seen in your life. But, you know, he's so far off the property line, we won't mess with him. But everybody else kind of nice. We've got right at 30 acres, and we've got 13 people that border the property all the way around. And somebody's always, you know, selling or exchanging of hands or whatever. And always sending a new surveyor out. And then, you got to go down there and get involved in that. I always try to take a foot or two here. And, you know, you have to go down there and show your tail.
UN4DJC, unfortunately, our next door neighbor here is like that. It's not hers. Her husband passed away a number of years ago, and he was just a nice person you'd ever meet. They've been here for years, and their son-in-law, that he'd been acting up last year and got my wife a whole tore up about stuff. And, we don't have anything to do with them anymore, but, that son-in-law, he's a hothead when it comes to stuff like that. They moved a little building in a number of years ago, and they moved it to the corner buildings on out across our right in across our property line just a little bit. We don't have anything over there, but he kept telling us, he said, that's easement on both sides. I said, yeah, it is 7.5 feet. And he said, well, you can't put anything on the easement. I said, what's that thing sitting out there? And then I was going to say, what is that thing sitting out there on that easement over there? And of course, you can't, and property line, it don't matter easement or not, you can't put anything on somebody across somebody's property lines. And we got another one on the other side that's encroaching too. And when they ran the survey for this lot down here, they had to hit our pins, and they found all our pins, and so I got them all marked now, so I can't do anything with them. And the new neighbor down there is originally from Harlow. He knows our families, knew our families. We were still living there, so he's as good as he can be too. He's got a big entourage of, you know, he's got a granddaughter, and they're going back and forth to take her back and forth to Harlow to high school, and they just got cars coming in there all the time, but I hardly ever see them. I'm hoping they're nice folks. I got one, and it ain't hers. It's her son-in-law. Her daughter seems is probably okay, but they just, they're all up in there about something all the time, it seems like. That's true. That we just got to stay out of it.
I understand. But Jerry, I've destinated, so I'm gonna leave you on frequency here. I need to run in the store and pick up a few supplies, and then I'm headed to Taylor's. But enjoy the conversation, and I hope you're doing well. 73 is Jerry, scale 4 NUE, I'm clear.
Appreciate the concern, and always enjoy the conversations. And hope you have a good afternoon. Be careful out there. KO4 NUE and 4 DJC.